Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The 2023 indoor track and field season has officially begun, with the Bolts and Camels staying home to start the season at the Campbell County Recreational Center for the Rust Buster Invitational that was hosted by Sheridan. Campbell County finished the meet in third with a combined score of 179 points. Starting with the girls, they placed third as a team with 91 points. They had a first-place finish in one of the medleys with Aja Roberts, Faith Clem, Avery DeWine, and Reese Dorr in the sprint medley. Individually, Reese Dorr came in first in the girls' pole vault, and Aubrey DeWine did the same in the girls' long jump. Moving to the Camel boys, they came in third as a team with 88 points. There were two first-place finishers as well, with Creed Olson in the boys' pole vault and Cooper Stevens in shot put. Camels head coach Micah Christensen said he liked what he saw at the first meet and will be using it as a baseline for the rest of the season.
All the kids showed up and competed really hard and did everything we asked and saw a lot of good things. Still missing a few that didn't get as many practices in as they needed for that first meet, and so we'll get to see those guys compete this weekend. But yeah, going forward, you know, we basically use that first meet as a baseline, you know, and get a clue as far as what we've got to work with, and just ask that the kids really work hard and compete the rest of the season to continue to improve on those. And as long as we see kids doing those things, then, you know, that's really all a guy can ask.
Campbell County and Thunder Basin will stay at the rec center this weekend for the Campbell County invite on Saturday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.